Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for weekly cash flow, take you along for the ride for that safe, secure, predictable, and consistent 1% per week. What do I mean by that? Well, I'm only looking at stocks that have an increased dividend payment to the shareholders for a minimum of 20 years. Why? Well, here's the thing. We got a stock market crash every decade. You take a look from the early 1900s to now. Every decade, we have some kind of downturn, some kind of recession, some kind of pullback, some kind of something every decade. So my thinking is, if by chance something goes wrong direction, I want a company that is at least going to continue to pay me every single month, every single year, higher and higher dividends. Also, most of the companies I look at are over 50 years old, some of them as much as 100 years old. I think if they've seen World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, all the crap that we've thrown at them, the stock market crash of the 20s, the recessions, the Great Depression, all that crap, and they still increasing their dividends. Well, nothing's going to shoot to the moon, but I like that idea of a safe return on a weekly basis. So let's take a look at where I am. We'll go from there. First on the list is AEO, American Eagle Outfitters. Beautiful escalation from the low of the year. Wow, this chart looks gorgeous. Anyway, a year ago today, 1354. The bottom of the year was in the end of May. From there, that was at 988. From there, she shoots up to 2620 yesterday. Not quite the high of the year. 2651 is the high of the year. That was a couple of weeks ago. But look at the escalation. Absolutely wonderful. From 10 bucks all the way to 26. That is 150%. No, 160% in a year. That's crazy. All right, last 90 days. Last 90 days, we opened up at 2091 a year ago. I'm sorry, 90 days ago. We got like a double bottom at 1972, once in the middle of January, once again the beginning of February, the last 30 days. Last 30 days. 30 days ago, we opened up at 2413, bottomed out, like a double bottom at 2187. Now that was on the 11th and the 12th. She moves up nicely, right up until, what is that, the 2588, 2 days to the pullback. This is what sucked me in. She runs up nicely onto the 21st. That was last week or the week before. She runs up to 2589, 2 days pullback, and then 3 days to the upside. So that looked good to me. I like 2 days to the upside before I jump in, but 3 days to the upside. So I jumped in, we're still under the 30-day high. So, okay, great. I can get 1% out of this, not a problem. So what did I do? Jumped in yesterday. I jumped in at 25.97. I sold off the 26s, okay? Got 46 cents, that's way over 1%. Now, she's sitting at 26.20. This thing is just gonna stay where it is, go up a little bit. Can even come down a smidge, and I'm still making the mark that I'm looking for. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for that safe, secure, predictable return. Now, AEO, American Outfitters, okay, great. What does the stock need to do? It needs to do absolutely nothing. If it goes up, don't really care. I already made my 1%, so let's move on to the next one. Albemarle, ALB. ALB a year ago, 220.97, topped out at 246.84. That was in the beginning of July last year. Then she drops down to a low of the year, 106.69. That was beginning of March this year. Okay, last 90 days. 90-day high at 149.61. Drops to the bottom, again, same number, 3524. That was a couple of weeks ago. And that bottom was 106.69. Now, the last 30 days, we opened up at 140.15. And then we had that gap to the downside. Okay, that gap to the downside, you go from the high of the 30-day period, okay, at 140.22, to the low of the 30-day period, 106.69. Okay, so I got to find out who's making noise in the background. I can't figure it out. I'll figure this thing out eventually. All right, anyway. All right, so as I was saying, 30 days ago, we're at the 30-day high. 29 days ago, the 30-day low. Okay, so we go from 140.22 down to 106.69. Comes up a little bit, goes sideways. The last 4 days, so the 26th, which was Tuesday, update, Wednesday, update, Thursday, update. Perfect indication to jump on in because we still got room between the 30-day high and where we jumped in yesterday. Okay, yesterday I jumped in at 131.05. Now, I sold off the 131s, collected $3. That's over 2%. I'm perfectly fine with 2%. Abelmal, good company. I have no problem holding on to it. That's one of the rules I come up with. Anytime you buy a stock or even think about buying a stock, I always remember rule number one. Never buy something unless you plan on holding it for a long period of time. Now, Bitto, I'm gonna skip because that's a total different strategy. That was just a fluke. I just decided to throw that in there. JD, another good one we took a look at yesterday. High of the year, 43.56. Dropped down to a trading range between 34 and, what is that, 39.50. Goes sideways for a couple of months. Drops down to another trading range between 25 and 28. Another couple of months there. Drops down a third time. This baby's stair-stepping down to the basement. Okay, so the last trading range, 21.69 to 24.37. We hit the bottom on the 19th of January. Happy birthday, the 19th, end of the year. Okay, sorry, the bottom of the year. Okay, last 90 days. 90 days ago, we opened up at 28. Drops down to that 90-day bottom, and on the 19th, 20.82. The 90-day top just so happens to be on the 13th of March, 28.55. Go sideways for a little bit of a pullback right here. The market maker drops you down on the 21st, the 22nd, a little bit lower. But look, the 25th, 6th, 7th, and then up. Okay, I like the way she gets to the high. Let's jump into that 30 days. 30 days ago, 23. 2 days later, we're at the 30-day bottom, and that was 21.18. Okay, gap up, pull back. Gap up, 30-day high on the 13th. 28.55, goes sideways for a little bit, gaps down, and then we have 5 days to the upside. Okay, 4 days to the upside makes it want to jump in. It's exactly what we did on Monday. Now, JD, sitting at 27.76 at the moment, I jumped in at 27.96. I sold off the 28s, grabbed 45 cents. That's more than 1% so far. Three trades so far, well over 1%. Perfectly happy with it, really am. So if she goes above 28, I get cashed out. If she doesn't, if she stays where she is, I'll take it into next week and I'll do the exact same thing. But here's the thing with JD. JD, and I didn't take a look at these other stocks. Hold on a second. JD has their dividend this Thursday. It's not the greatest in the world, but it's 76 cents. 76 cents. Let's pull that out for a second. All right. 76 cents is the dividend, and that's Thursday. Not tomorrow, but the next day. Now, I'm in at 27.90-something. Okay, so I'm going to divide the 76. This is just a dividend only. I'm going to divide the dividend by the purchase price. I'm going to have to open that back up again. Where was it? JD. Okay, I got 45 cents, 27.96. Get that calculator back out here. Okay, $27.96. Now the dividend alone is 2.7%. Okay, so let's take the premium that I collected. The premium I collected on JD, I think it was 45 cents. Yep, there we go, 45 cents. So we're gonna take, clear this, I'm gonna take the 45 cents, I'm gonna divide that by the purchase price, 27, whoops, 27.96. And that gives me a grand total of 1.6. Okay, 1.6 is well over the goal that I'm looking for. Okay, but you take that 1.6, add on the, all right, well, let's add it on. Okay, 2.7. I'm going to walk away this week. Uh-oh, that came out wrong. Let's try this another way. The premium was 45 cents. Okay. The dividend, 70, was it 76? Okay. So the premium is 45 cents. The dividend is 76 cents. Okay, that gives me a grand total of $1.21. All right, so I bought it at $27.96. Okay, that's 4.3% for the week. I'm not complaining whatsoever because I'm just going to be grateful and say thank you very much. 4.3% on JD, and we'll see what happens. Okay, is there going to be pullback? Usually there is. Okay, now I'm in at $27.96. What's going to happen on Friday? Well, we will find out on Friday. Now, there is the chance that someone can buy it from me today or tomorrow at the current price, but I sold the 28s. I really don't see it happening at the moment because we're only at $27.76. All right, let's move on. But we'll keep our eye on it throughout the week. Macy's, gotta love Macy's. Over 100 years old, dividend king. They get payout over, 50 years consecutively increasing their dividend. So a year ago, $18.99. Looks like we have a double bottom at $10.52, once in the middle of October and again in the middle of November. Last 90 days, 90 days ago today, we opened up at $19.92. Looks like we got another double bottom on the 19th, happy birthday, 1713, and again on the 29th of February, the last 30 days. Look at this, 30 days ago today, the 30-day bottom, 1725, okay? She jumps up, I mean, she gaps up from 1802, hits a high at 2123. Okay, doesn't sound like a lot, but for a $20 stock, yeah, that kind of is. Sideways for a little bit, got a 30-day high 2 weeks ago on the 19th, and that was 2110. Okay, 5 days to the downside, and then 2 days to the upside. Okay, so you got 5 days to the downside off of the 30-day high. 2 days to the upside, that's my indication to jump in. So I jump in yesterday, what happens? Okay, jumped in yesterday at 1988. Okay, I sold the 20s, got more than 2%. Thank you kindly. Just killing it this week. I don't know why. Now, 3M, that's going to be up for discussion today. But let's take a look what happened to 3M. Now, 3M is just a pending order. I threw it in, see what it's going to do. Who knows? A year ago, 3M opened up at 105.15, got a double top at 113.14, and that was at the end of July last year. From there, we bottomed out at the end of the, close to the end of October at 85.35, last 90 days. Last 90 days was a high of the 90-day time frame, 10.66, went a couple of weeks, and from 10, and we're off. 108.31, she drops down to a low of 107. Okay, not huge, but then she keeps on floating down to the downside. We got a double bottom at 90.43. This is before yesterday, okay? Now, I want to see what it opens up today. the 20th of February and again on the 4th of March. Okay, that was the previous bottom. Okay, she shoots up the last 30 days right there. 30 days ago, we were at, opened up at 92.04. Okay, the previous bottom, besides yesterday, was 90.48. Shoots up, not last week, but the week before on Thursday, hit a high at 109.19. 4 days to the downside, two up days. Would have been a good time to get in, but no. Look at it, she opened up higher today, 93.20. Okay, so let me take a quick gander at this trade I got here pending, and then we'll take a look at AT&T. Open, one working order, working, blah, 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 market, blah, blah, blah. Okay, at 93, blah, blah, let's take a look. Okay, the 94 call, 3M options isn't trading 3Ms weekly. Oh, please try. What the heck does that say? Please re-enter a valid option class. Interesting. Okay, so let's cancel this order. Now, this is interesting. Okay, so can I buy a couple hundred shares? At the market? I don't think I can. No, definitely can't. I'll be lucky if I'll be able to get 100 shares with what I got to play with. Well, that's my opportunity down the tubes. So what do we have for options? Get out of that. All right, let's get out of that. Alrighty, so we got 1,200 to play with. Oh, I'm off by $43. Ain't that a kick in the pants? Okay, so that one didn't work. October, September. 110s. Okay, so let's do the 110s, just for the fun of it. Okay, one contract at 110. Market order. All right. That should fill hypothetically quickly. Wait a minute. That one is canceled. All right, well, now I have more money to play with than I thought I did. Cancel, replace. Six would be... Oh, sorry, I'm just doing what called a credit spread, so you guys quickly understand that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to buy 10 contracts. Okay, now what this is going to do is going to allow me to sell a covered call against the 10 contracts further out. So it's $7,000 at the market. Yeah. So hypothetically, that should cover really quickly. I want to take advantage of it before the market moved too much. All right, that being said, let's go back to where we were, to our position. AT&T. Okay, AT&T. Got a little distracted there. AT&T a year ago was at $19.32. We topped it off at $20, and that was back in the middle of April. Bottomed out on the 17th of July. That was 1353. Last 90 days. 90 days ago, we were at 1684. The bottom was right in the middle of January, and that was 1615. The top was a couple of weeks later at 1816, the last 30 days. There we go. Last 30 days, we opened up at 1687. Day later, we're at the bottom at 1671. The high of the 30-day period was yesterday and on Thursday. So we got a double high at 1754. Okay, so we got from the 30-day bottom on the 4th, she goes up to a trading range. She kind of goes sideways for a bit, staying between 1701 and right around 1730, goes sideways. Last Friday, you know, not the Friday just passed, on the 22nd, so 2 weeks ago Friday, Monday up, Tuesday up, Wednesday up, Thursday up, no trading on Saturday. No trading on Thursday. So a good indication to jump on in, because it is AT&T, you know. Now, seasonality, what does AT&T normally do? Now, AT&T normally this time of year, and I don't know why I bypassed the seasonality on the other stocks a little while ago, but I did, sorry. 4-2, basically just going to go sideways. Cool. So what did we do with AT&T? AT&T jumped in at 1725, sold off the 1650s for 88 cents. Now, I don't know off the top of my head what the return was. And look at that, got 3M at 24. Okay, so that being said, I'm pretty much good with this account. Everything looks happy. I got 4,000 to play with. I'll look at that a little bit later on. Let's take a look at the other account, see what that looks like. Ford, always buying some Ford. Okay, let's go to the last 30 days for Ford. No need to go through the whole thing with Ford. Where are we? Right there. 30 days ago today with Ford, we opened up at 1253, bottomed out on the 18th, which was 3 weeks ago. That was 1198. Now, Ford has a book value of 1478, I believe, last time I checked. But from the bottom, 318, to the top, which previously was, that correct? Why am I missing something on Ford? I'm missing today's on Ford. That's weird. I am. I'm missing today's. That is weird. All right. Anyway, jumped into Ford yesterday. 1326. I sold off the 13s. Grabbed 34 cents. So I'm making what? Not a huge amount off of Ford, but you know, I had a couple dollars left sitting around. Macy's we already looked at. NYCB we haven't looked at yet. New York City Bank. New York Community Bank, sorry. 321. Wow. All right, a year ago we were at 887, topped out at the middle at the end of July last year at what was that 1422. Okay. Last 90 days, we are at the high at 1061. Went sideways for a couple.
We're not seeing your
Not seeing the screen. Sorry about that. Let's. Whoops. Nope. No. Which one? This one. Sorry about that, guys. I have to change that every once in a while. All right. Let me. I got what, two more to do, and then we'll end the podcast. We had a big drop on the 31st January. She drops down from 1043 down to 609. Now, it doesn't sound like a lot, but a $4 drop on a $10 stock, that's a 40% drop. Okay, went sideways for a little bit, bottomed out on the 6th. Okay, I think, I forget who came in. I think he was one of the old Federal Reserve workers. One of the old chairmen from the Federal Reserve, he came in, bought up the bank with a bunch of investors. So now it's being held by a new company, taken over. I'm kind of seeing what they want to do with it. We're at 321. Okay, I bought it at 348. Just letting it sit there. It was one of those flukes. Para, P-A-R-A, Paramount. Couldn't pass up the opportunity to make a premium off of this. Paramount, a year ago, $22.05. Topped out at $23.97. And that was the end of April last year. She gaps down from $22.86 down to $15. So what is that, an $8 drop on a $24 stock? That's 25%, roughly. Do the math in my head real quick. Okay, goes sideways for a couple of months. Drops down on the end of October to around 10.57, jumps back up, back down. I love predictable movement, really do. Because it gives you an idea what the stock normally does. It goes up, pull back, gaps up, pull back. Now we got a 90 days ago, opened up at 14.69. The 90-day high, 15.70, that was end of January. From there, she like drops like a rock from 15.68 down to 10, what is that, 10.39? That's a $5 drop on a $15 stock. That's 30% or 33%. Okay, pulls up, pull back, perfect opportunity to get in that. I love it when it goes up, down, profit ticket. When you have a big day like this, look at this day here on the 30th. Okay, she opens up at 11.16, goes as high as 12.56. Very next day, she opens up higher, but there's pullback. You know, there's profit taking. That's a big day. For a $12 stock, yeah. So profit taking on the 21st, profit taking on the 22nd. You get to the 23rd, update, 4 updates in a row. Yeah, why wouldn't I jump into it? Okay, so Paramount, I jumped in at 11.81. She's sitting at 11.75 at the moment. I sold off the 12s for 17 cents. Made over 1%. Okay, fine. If she goes above 12, fine. I'll get rid of it. If she stays below 12, I'll take it into next week. Do the exact same thing. I really don't mind owning Paramount. I don't see them going out of business anytime soon. One more. Do we want to take a look at this last one? JD, Macy's. Okay, we looked at all those. Okay. All that being said, let's go back to the other account and then take on questions. For those of you guys out in the audience, catch you guys tomorrow, same time, same channel. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader. We will catch you again tomorrow. Have a great day. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for weekly cash flow. Take you along for the ride. It is the third day of April. Also, what does that mean? Well, it's the third day of the 14th week of the year, the first week of the second quarter. It's going to get confusing from here on in. Week number 14. That's where we are. There's 52 weeks in a year, 13 weeks in a quarter, 4 quarters in the year, 266 trading days in a year, blah, 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 all that kind of nice, neat, fun stuff. Let's just get in, take a look at the numbers, see if we can get this down to less than 10 minutes today. AEO's first on the list. AEO, you are the vowels, blah, 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 blah. Okay, anyway, here we go. Let's take a look what happened the past couple of days. Now, we're already into it, so we don't have to look at everything all over again. Just the last 30 days. 30 days ago, we opened up at 23.13. Still got that 30-day high on the 7th, 26.44. Got a double bottom on 21.87. And that was on the 11th and the 12th. Nice escalation to where we are today. Look at that. It's challenging the new high. 26.25, that was Monday. Yesterday, we finished out the day at 25.66. Okay, now I'm into AEO at 25.97. Grabbed a quick 46 cents. Okay, fine, dandy. When are they expecting the dividends? Dividends are going to be, let's get right. Here we go. Whoops, March, we want April. There we go. The 11th. So it's not going to be this Thursday, but next Thursday. I got no problems whatsoever taking AEO into next week. Now, I already collected the premium for this week, well over 1%. Got the dividend next week. No problem collecting it again. But let's jump on to the next one. All right. So, ALB, ABLE model. ALB. Last 30 days. Here we go. 30 days ago today, we opened up at 140.15. Had a two-day drop. So, you go from the 30-day high. Very next day, you're at the 30-day bottom, 106.69. Jumps up a little bit to a trading range between 118.73 and 125. Just goes sideways for a couple of weeks. 3 days to the upside last Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That made us jump in on Monday, but Monday was a down day and so was yesterday. All right, is what it is. Now, where are we with ABLE model? ABLE model jumped in at 131.05. Sold off the 131. Get this. $3 a share. That's well over 2%. Don't get me wrong. I like ABLE model. The numbers look good. Yeah, we had two down days in a row, but here's the thing. How many down days are there going to be before this thing turns back around? Do I mind taking it into next week? No. What's happening next week? ALB, ABLE model. Wait a minute. Why isn't ABLE model popping up for the dividend? Oh, the dividend was last month. Why did we jump into ABLE model this week if the dividend was last month? Now, that's an interesting question. Maybe the numbers just look so favorable that we thought, okay, they do pay their dividends consistently, so do I mind holding it? Not really. I would have preferred not to jump into it, but can't cry over spilt milk, so let's move on. BITO. BITO was a calendar spread, so I'm not going to go over that one because that just might be a little confusing. But let's look at the next one, JD, which is a newcomer to our group. Last 30 days. 30 days ago, we opened up at 22.79. 1 day later, we're at the 30-day bottom, 21.18. Another week later, we're at the high of the 30-day period, 28.55. We go sideways for a little bit, a little bit of a gap down, and then you 5 days to the upside. Well, 4 days to the upside was a nice signal to jump in on Monday. We did. Monday went up a little bit higher. Tuesday pulled back a little bit, 27.81 at the moment. 27.81, I'm in at 27.96, but I got 45 cents for the premium. Now, look at what the dividend is coming up tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow the dividend is 76 cents. So you add that 76 cents onto the premium I collected for JD. What was the premium I collected? 45. Okay, so let's quickly go over this just for the fun of it. We had 45 cents for the premium plus the 76 cents for the dividend, and that equals what, 121, and I'm into this one at 27.96. I'm going to divide that by 27.96. Give me a grand total of 4.3% for the week just on this one trade. Now, I only have 24,000 into it, so it's not a huge number, but you know what? I'm perfectly okay with it because between that one and all the other stocks, yeah, it evens out. All right, so I like JD. Kind of nice. So let's see what happens with it for the rest of the week. Next on the list is going to be Macy's. Now, Macy's was my big winner on one of my other accounts. Last 30 days for Macy's. All right, 30 days ago today, we opened up at 20.61. A little bit of a pullback. Right to 1981 and shoots up to the 30-day high of 22.10. Now we have, I like a 30-day high. Now listen closely to these numbers. The 30-day high, 22.10. 5 days. New 30-day bottom was created last Tuesday. 2 days to the upside. So we ended the Friday, we end on Thursday. No trading on Friday. 2 days to the upside, perfect signal to jump in on Monday, exactly what we did. However, she pulled back on Monday. She pulled back yesterday, was sitting at 19.06. Now, Macy's has been my big winner for the year so far. So I have no problem holding on to it. 1988, I sold off the 20s, and I got over 2% on this one. Okay, over 2% on Macy's. No problem whatsoever. Dividend King, increasing their dividends for over 50 years, and they're over 100 years old. They've been around. They've seen a lot of crap. I don't think they're going anywhere anytime soon. And again, I have no problem holding on to Macy's. Now, here's going to be a little bit of an issue. 3M. Okay, now 3M was quite a bit of a turmoil this past week. Let's take a look at the numbers, though. There you go. 30 days ago was the previous 30-day bottom. That was 90.48. Okay, nice movement to the upside. Gaps up on the 12th. And then continues to go up to get the double high on 109.15 on the 20th and the 21st. 4 days to the downside. 2 days to the upside was a good indication to jump on in. Jumped on in on Monday, and this thing had some bad news. Okay, so now 3M dropped off of the weekly options. Okay, so only monthlies now. So basically, it's going to come off of our list. And it kind of makes me a little sad because 3M's over 100 years old. They've been a dividend king for decades. Now, they've fallen from grace. It's a tragedy. Anyway, so I did a couple calendar spreads on those. I'm not going to go into those because those can get a little bit confusing. AT&T is the last one on the list for this week. In this account, we'll jump over to the other account in a second because I know you're going to want to look at those. 30 days ago, 30-day bottom, 1671. Jumps up to a trading range between 17 and 1730. Not a huge trading range, but still. Goes sideways for a little bit. And on Thursday, last Thursday, we have a 30-day high. And that was 1770. We jumped in on AT&T. 1725, sold the 1650s for 88 cents. Okay, that brings us up to 1713. Okay, so we made a little bit of a profit on this one. Not as much as we wanted to, but hey, every once in a while, I do hit the wrong button. Exactly what I did. That's why I can, even after all these years, I continue to paper trade, because every once in a while, I'll get carried away. I'll get, my head will get a little too big, and I'll make a stupid mistake. And that's basically what it was. Okay, there's the market open. Let's switch on over to another account so we can take a look at those numbers. Okay, now let's get rid of these. Get back to here. Okay, ALB here. Oops, we don't need to see that. ALB. Now, I'm waiting for this thing. Now, I'm kind of curious why this one is not opened up yet. Okay, it is the third. This thing should be opened up. Should let me know where it opened up at, and it's not.
It's not.
Okay, ALB. At this moment, where is she? Now, I don't know why I have partially delayed data. I'm going to have to give them a call and find this out. ALB here, we jumped in at 127.72, sold off the 127s for $3 a share. That's nice. Okay, JD, we already looked at. Macy's, we already looked at. NYCB. NYCB. For those who jumped into it, down again today. Oh, yesterday, 307. I think I've been to that one at 380. Last on the list is going to be Paramount. Okay, now Paramount, we're into this one at 1180. Sold off the 12s. And we're at 1176 at the moment. The last 30 days. Here we go. 30 days ago today, we opened up at 1085, 30-day bottom. 1 day later, 1016. Nice moving up, a little bit of pullback. Huge jump on the 20th. The 21st makes the high of the 30-day period, 1271. A little bit of pullback, 4 days to the upside. That was a perfect indicator to jump on in on Monday. We did. We jumped in at 1180. Sold the 12s. Happy as a clam. Got my 1% there. Everything's looking good this week. You guys have a great day. 2 minutes over my 10 spot. Talk with you guys tomorrow. Enjoy.